This is Michael Youssef, and you're listening to today's My Devotional from Leading the Way. Uncompromising truth for everyday faith. The 2nd of May, 2026, equipping the next generation. In Judges chapter 6, the Israelites had done evil in the eyes of the Lord, so God used the Midianites to chastise them. Verses 3 and 5 says, "Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. It was impossible to count them or their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Israel was harassed. Their future was threatened. Their hope was shattered. But all they could do was run and hide, pretending that nobody could find them. It took 7 years before they began to humble themselves before God. The Midianites are here in our culture, in our society, and they are plundering this nation. Many times, we as parents and adults fail to set an example for the next generation, which is why they are running and hiding from the Midianites of their time. But like with Gideon, before God will deliver us from the menace of the Midianites in our midst, He must deliver us from our faithlessness. We must welcome God's provision of faith and revival as we cry out in confession and repentance. Then we will cling to Him and rest in His strength. Our future generation is our greatest asset. We must not squander it like Israel did again and again in the book of Judges. If we do not equip the future generation with the Word of God by modeling lives of faithful obedience, they will do what Israel did. When the heat is on, they will run and hide hopelessly in the mountains. They will never stand up, trust God, or receive the blessing of faith in Him. We must repent and seek the Lord, modeling for them what it means to stand up and be counted. Pray with me. Precious Lord, forgive us for the poor example we have set for the next generation. I pray that my generation would humble itself before You before it's too late. Help us show our children what it means to stand up for truth rather than be overrun by our culture. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.